Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin. We left off in daf Samach Tesam and Beis. We were going through the different ways that we know that the Doros HaRishonim, or different possible ways to maybe know that the Doros HaRishonim were able to impregnate women, even when the boys were 8 years old, they were able to impregnate women. And then we had a Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So once we know that that's the Metzius, if you take that for granted, that that's true about the Doros HaRishonim, what about, does that affect the Halacha B'Zman Hazeh? Are we lomate from the Doros HaRishonim? So that was Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel says, Gamrina Midoros, Beis Shammai says, Gamrinim Midoros HaRishonim. Beis Hillel says we are low Gamrinim Midoros HaRishonim. So we had two tries so far as to how we know that Doros HaRishonim were able to have children at the age of 8. So we are up to Amar Rav Kahana, which is about 10 lines before the end of the page. First word in line is Lahu. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisa L'Shmaita Kamed Rav Zvid Min Arda. I've said this teaching over in front of Rav Zvid from Narda. Amar Li, Atun Mehachamas Nisuva, Na Mehachamas Sinila. He said, oh, you derived it from that source, we derive it from a different source. L'Shemi V'Leid Gam Hu Avi Kol B'nei Eiver, Ach Yefes HaGadol, Yefes HaGadol L'Shabi Achiv Hava. That was just finishing off the last one, which is that we learned from Noach, from his three children, that Shem, Cham, and Yafes, but then we said, you know what, it's not a limit at all, because Shem, we wanted to learn from the fact that 2 years after the Mabul, we wanted to figure out from the age of Shem, 2 years after the Mabul, and considering that he was the oldest brother, but then we rejected that maybe he wasn't the oldest brother, and they were just considered Derech Chachmasan. So he has a drasha that in fact tells us that he was the Gadol Shabi Achiv. So Elamin Nalan, so now, says the Gemara, so what is the, where do we know that the Doros HaRishonim gave birth at the age of, had, were able to impregnate women at the age of 8 years old? So Mehacha, we learn from the following. Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'matay Yehuda. Betzalel was the son of Uri, who was the son of Chur. Uksiv ha-Thomas ha-Zuva v'yikach lokale v'es-Ephras v'el-Telu v'os Chur. That who was Chur? Chur was the son of Kalev. So v'chi avid Betzalel Mishkan bar kama havi. How old was Betzalel when he built the Mishkan? Bar Tleisar. He was 13 years old when he built the Mishkan. So keep in mind, Betzalel was the great grandson of Kalev, and he was 13 years old when he built the Mishkan. D'chsev ish ish mimlachto asher hema osim. V'tanyo. Now, when did Betzalel build the Mishkan? What year was that Betzalel was building the Mishkan? Shana rishona asa Moshe Mishkan. Shnia heikim Mishkan. V'shalach meraglim. The first year Moshe Rabbeinu took care of building the Mishkan and making the Mishkan. Second year it was erected and left up. And then and also in the second year he sent the meraglim. Uksiv, and Pasuk says, Ben Arboim Shana Anochi Bashalach Moshe Eved Hashem, that Kalev says that when Moshe Rabbeinu sent me on the mission to on the Meragla mission, I was 40 years old. And then when Yeshua sent him many years later, he says he was 85 years old. But that's really not the point. The point is that not when Yeshua sent him to Meraglim, when Yeshua sent him to conquer Hebron, right? But he says he was 85 years old. But the point is not how old he was later on. The point is that he was 40 years old at the initial sending of the Meraglim. Kama Havilu Arba'in. So Dalar Beser Dava Betzalel. Betzalel was 14 years old that second year when the Meraglim were sent. He was 13 years old when he built the Mishkan, 14 years old the second year when the Meraglim were sent. So Betzalel, Kalev's great-grandson, was 14 years old when Kalev was 40 years old. So what's the age difference between great-grandfather and great-grandson? Pashlu Esrim Vishis. You have 26 years of age difference between them. Dal Tarti Shni de Tasi Iburi. So like yesterday, we take away 2 years for the time for the three pregnancies, because three generations, you need three pregnancies. So that we assume takes 2 years. So again, why do we assume that? We assume 8 months each pregnancy, even though pregnancy could have been 7 months. We assume that there's such a thing as a Yoledes L'Shiva, but nevertheless, we assume 8 months for whatever reason. Rashi said because we're counting the month of Tumah, which Tos said didn't make any sense, so it makes more sense that we're just rounding up. So we round up to roughly 2 years. Ishtakach t'kol chad v'chad b'tim niyolid. And it turns out that each generation was 8 years old at the time that they were able to impregnate a woman. So that's where we see that the Doros HaRishonim had a different materials. This is the concept that we have that Tosfos mentions in Ma'id Katan and elsewhere of Nishtanu HaTevaim, that the Teva changes, that nowadays we know that this is impossible, and that's something that's natural, that's something that we know, we observe even in with data from the last century or two or three, we know that the Teva changes in terms of the average height of the of a person, in terms of a woman menstruating when she's nursing, all these things. There are things that change, and they change based on nutritional factors, based on you know, factors of the environment that people, and based on all sorts of things, based on just basic health that that we have. So we the way the human body reacts to certain things changes. So the Doros Rishonim was very different. That's how many of the Achronim deal with the issue of medicine in Chazal. There are a couple of Bladim, Sechas Gittin, and a number of other places scattered throughout Shas, where the Gemara tells us all sorts of medications. It tells us if you have this illness, then you do this. And none of those medications, none of those treatments really work for us. So some say, well, Chazal were using the best science that they had at their time. That's what Rav Ben Aramim says. And so they did what they could do, but they didn't know everything. They were using the best information that they had at their time. It wasn't Torah that they were teaching us in those couple of Bladim Gittin. It was medicine. So it was whatever medicine they knew. Others say, no, Chazal had tremendous insight. Chazal knew more than anybody else. It wasn't that Chazal were bound by the science of their times. It's just that Nishtanu HaTativim, what they suggested worked for people in those times. It's not going to work for us. Others say, no, it would even work for us. We just don't understand what they're talking about. That there's measurements of ingredients we don't know. We don't know exactly how to apply them. So major machlokas, how to understand Chazal's view on science. Obviously, very contemporary controversies surrounding that exact issue. Okay, ben velo bas. The Mishnah had said you could become a ben sora remora, but we never heard of such a thing as a bas sora remora. Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon, bedinu shatei bas ruyelios keben sora remora. Really, a bas should have been able to be a ben sora remora. There's no reason why she shouldn't have been. Shakol mutsuyin etzla ba'avera, because after all, it's so much easier for her to get into bad habits and to feed those bad habits. Because a girl, if she needs money, and let's say she has some sort of addiction and she needs money, what's she going to do? She can always go to the precious rachim and become a zona. She could always become a prostitute. So since she could always sell her body, again, that we're going to find many drashos where we see the whole idea of Ben Sora Mora is that we're worried that this is going to cause a pattern of behavior that's going to be unstoppable, that it's something that he's going to always have opportunity to feed these habits. If it's something that's a one-time thing where we don't have much confidence that he's going to be able, even if he wants to, that he's going to be able to continue along that path, then he wouldn't be a Ben Sora Mora. Ben Sora Mora is only when he's going to have the ability to continue to feed the habits. So the Bas really does have that ability, more so than the Ben, because she could become a Zona. She'll have an easy way to make money, Rachman al-Islan. El Xeris HaKasuv, he ben v'lo bas. But it's Xeris HaKasuv that ben v'lo bas. So Meretz Chayis, on this point, I think it is, Meretz Chayis mentions, where is it? Here it is. Yeah, Shakal Mitzuyin Etzla Ba'avera, El Xeris HaKasuv, he says, Nir Be'enai Rabbi Shimon L'Tamei, the Darish Taim of the Kra. He says, this is Rabbi Shimon L'Shitaso, because Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds that we're Darshin and Taim of the Kra. Everyone holds that the Tam of mitzvos is something that's worthwhile to contemplate a little bit, right? The Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, the Sefer HaChinuch all give reasons for mitzvos, but there's Machlokas Tanaim, whether we're Doresh Taim of the Kra, whether the reason for any given mitzvah can alter the halachos of that mitzvah. If we know that the reason is X, therefore when the reason doesn't apply, maybe it shouldn't apply, maybe the mitzvah shouldn't apply. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds up with Dorish Taim to Kra. So why is that Lushita? So he says, V'gam Kan Ratzel Lidrosh Kain. That's exactly what he wants to darshan based on the Taim of the Kra. Right? He wants to say, oh, a Ben Soru Mor is because of addictive behavior. Who's more likely to have continuous addictive behavior? It's going to be the girl, because she's going to be able to support her bad habits. So he was willing to be Darish Taim Dekra, and that's why we needed the Torah to have a drasha. No, ben v'lo bas. Right, that's what the Maritz Chayis wants to say. Okay, says the Mishnah. Me'emesai Chayiv, when is the Ben Sora Mora Chayiv for what he had done? Misha yochel tatimar basar v'yishtachati lugayna italki. When he eats a tatimar of meat, and he drinks a half of a lug of Italian wine. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, mana basar v'lug yayin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, those aren't the measurements. The measurements are a mana of basar and a lug of yayin. Achal b'chaburas mitzvah, achal b'ibur achodesh. If he ate this meal, this meat, and this wine at a chaburas mitzvah, at a gathering for a mitzvah, or at the su'uda that they would have to publicize and celebrate the ibur achodesh, not to determine the ibur achodesh. We're going to see in the Gemara they had this meal way too late for the actual determination of the ibur achodesh. They had it on that day, on day 30. Achal ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, or if he ate ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, achal neveles to treifos shkatzim or masim. Or if you go on the flip side, if the meal was bad, if it was a mitzvah meal, but on the flip side, if it was negative, if he ate nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, masim, all sorts of other things. Now the next couple of lines are taken out, right? It says if you look on the margin, it says ayin tos yantiv shkatzim debavizu achol tevel ad shlo niftu logar sinon la v'chena ramim la atiko v'dad degamid v'seidar mitzvah shibur yishalmi lesa. So the next couple of lines are removed. Why are they removed? Because what's it about? If he ate tevel, ma'aser rishon shlo niftu shumasa, ma'aser sheni v'agdash shlo niftu. So why is that taken out? So the Yad Ramah points out that those lines are about eating grains. They're about eating produce, and the whole idea of the of Ben Soromora is when it comes to eating basar. So it wouldn't fit, right? That's why it seems to be taken out. Although the truth is, now I'm just thinking out loud, shkatzim rumasim is also not yayin or basar. Maybe it just means together at the su'uda, at the same su'uda where he's eating the yayin or basar, he eats these other things as well. There must be another reason why it's taken out then, I'm not sure. Achal davrshu mitzvah v'davrshu avera, if he eats something that's a mitzvah or something that's an avera, achal kol machal v'lo achal basar, let's say he eats all the food in the world, but he doesn't eat meat. Shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin, he drinks plenty, but no wine. He only becomes Ben Soromora when he eats meat and drinks wine. And even though we don't have a raya to this, there is a zechel davar that someone who eats basar is called a zolel, someone who drinks yayin is called a sovei. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, al tehi besovei yayin. So you see, sove is used in connection to yayin, zolol is used in connection to basar. So that's how we know Ben Soromora has to dafke eat basar and drink yayin in order to be eligible to be Ben Soromora. Good, says the Gemara. Amar Abizera, tartima ze in yodea mahu. We said that you're only going to be a Ben Soromora if you eat a tartimar of basar. He says, I don't know what a tartimar really is. El mitoksha kafal Rabbi Yossi biyayin. Nimtza kofel af bebasar. He says, but what do we know? We know that the Tanakama hold that if you drink a chatzi lug yayin, your chayiv, you could become Ben Soromora. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, only if you drink a full lug of yayin. So just like Rabbi Yossi had twice the shear for yayin, Mistama, he had twice the shear for basar. So we didn't know what a tartimar is, but when Rabbi Yossi says a mana basar, we know what a mana is. So it must be, Nimtza tartimar, chatzi mana. Tartimar must be a half a mana. Rabbi Yossi just doubles up on the shiurim. The Rambam writes that not only do you have to eat these things, you have to eat this all the bas achas. You have to eat it all at once. So the Radvaz points out that it's really impossible to eat it all literally the bas achas, to swallow it all at once. Like they say the kazayis matzah, that the chachila person should eat the bas achas, to swallow the whole kazayis at one time. So there are people that have very large shiurim of a kazayis, and it turns out that they're trying to swallow what they can't swallow. Now we know that in halacha, whatever a kazayis is, the beis habliya is supposed to be able to hold two of them, right? Your throat, as you swallow, should be able to hold two kazayisim. So if it's too difficult to swallow, it's more than a kazayis that you're trying to swallow. But the idea of eating all of this, a tartimar basar, chatz lugyayin, or even more, mana basar and lugyayin bebas achas, to swallow at once is impossible. Radva says it doesn't literally mean at once. It means that he doesn't do it over an extended period of time, that he just eats it straight, without stopping. That's, in a gluttonous kind of way. Not that he literally swallows all of it at one time. Amrav Chanan Bar Mold Amrav Huna, Eino Chai Vachikach Basu Bezul, V'yochel Yayin Bezul, V'yishted, T'chsiv Zol V'sovei. It has to be that it's cheap meat and cheap wine, right? So the Pasuk says Zol V'sovei. Rashi says Yayin Bezul, Aval B'yoker Lo Shchichi Le Ma'os Lignov Kulei Hai Lo Mamshich. If he's too much of a fine schmecker, he has too much of a sophisticated palate, sophisticated taste, so it's nice that, it's possible that he's going to always want to drink, but he's not always going to be able to find what to drink. He's not, and again, the whole idea is, if he's not going to have the ability to continue this habit, then he's not going to become Ben Sarum Mora. V'amar Rav Chanan bar Molda amar Rav Huna, Eino chai v'at sheyochel basar chai v'yishte yayin chai. It has to be that he eats raw meat, so we're going to see not literally raw, but close to raw, meaning not fully cooked meat, v'yishte yayin chai, and he drinks undiluted wine. So frek the Gemara, Eini v'arabe v'rav Yosef dami travayu, achol basar chai v'shase yayin chai, Eino nasa ben sorum maro. We learned the exact opposite, that if you eat raw meat and drink undiluted wine, you don't become ben sorum maro. Am Ravina, yayin chai, mazig v'lo mazig. When we say yayin chai, that which Rav Huna said, yayin chai, he means mazig v'lo mazig. He means that it's not diluted properly. You put water in it, but not a lot of water in it. So even though some people would drink it this way, right, that's what he meant. Basar chai, bashel v'lo bashel. And basar chai also means partially cooked. Kebasar kiva da'achli gamri, like the kind of meat that ganavim eat. Right? It's very similar to the concept that we have, that we refer to in Hilcha Shabbos, of kemachal ben drusai, where the Gemara says, what's ben drusai? That he was a ganav, he was always on the run, so he would cook things very little before he would eat them, because he always had to run to his next hideout. So we see ganavim, always on the run, are going to eat something when it's not fully cooked. So that's what we mean by basar chai, not literally raw meat. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tam Tavayu, achol basar mliach v'shase yayin migiso, eino nasa ben sarum maro. If he eats salted meat, or he drinks wine that has not fermented yet into wine, so it's like grape juice, so that's not chashuv enough, meaning just like if it's too cheap, it's no good. If it's too expensive, it's no good, because that's not going to be habit-forming, right? If it's too expensive, you won't be able to afford such a habit. If it's too cheap, it also doesn't make him ben sarum mora, right? That's also not going to be a ben sarum mora, right? Because if it's too cheap, it's not something that he's going to want to develop a habit for. Who's going to want a habit for something that's disgusting, that's so cheap? So a habit is something that is only going to develop when it's something that is likely that he's going to have a continuous taiva for. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tafshilin, v'lo yochal basar v'lo yishta yayin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person is not supposed to have two cooked foods. He's not allowed to eat meat, nor is he allowed to drink wine. We extend that minhag beyond Erev Tisha B'Av. Midina de Gemara, it's Erev Tisha B'Av that's not permissible, right? It's we paskin to extend that minhag. Svarim to Shvur Shachal Bo Ashkenazim to all the 9 days, to the 9 days starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, that we don't eat meat or drink wine. But we should realize that the din is Erev Tisha B'Av. The minhag is through the 9 days. So it's important to know what's a minhag and what's a din. Many nafkaminas la halacha between a minhag and a din. Right, that's the Rav Vadi Yosef has an interesting tshuva. So in Yechavdah, someone asked him if they own a fleishig restaurant in an area that's mostly not religious in Eretz Yisrael, say somewhere in Tel Aviv or something, where mostly not religious Jews, and they have a kosher fleishig restaurant. Are they allowed to leave it open during the 9 days? And the svara goes like this, that on the one hand, it's going to be causing people to come in, Jewish people to come in and order meat during the 9 days, and they're going to drink wine during the 9 days. On the other hand, if they don't come to this restaurant, what are they going to do? They'll go to a different restaurant. They'll go to a trefer restaurant. So comparative to what they would do, what they would be doing, which would be eating trefer meat, they could be coming to a kosher restaurant eating kosher meat. It's violation of the din. It's not violation of the din. It's violation of a minhag. It's violation of a minhag not to eat basar. So he has a whole discussion about relative lifnei iver. Right? It's a very interesting concept of can you cause someone actively to do an iser if by doing that you're saving them from a worse iser, but you're still actively bringing them something that's aser. So that's a very that's similar to Shlomo Zalman, who said to have paskin, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch you're not allowed to give a drink to somebody or food to somebody who's not going to make a bracha. It's enough in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. You can't give food to somebody who's going to make a bracha. Shlomo Zalman said that if you have workers who are schlepping things for you on a hot summer day, it's 90 degrees outside, and they need water, and you want to give them to drink. So he said if you're a frum person, you're allowed to give them to drink, because what's going to be the bigger lifnei iver. By not giving them to drink, you're going to be causing them to say that all from people are selfish and self-centered, and they don't even think to stop to give me a drink of water. You're going to cause them to hate religious people. By giving them to drink, you can cause them not to say a bracha. Well, which is worse? So he said, Rav Shlomo Zalman held to this concept of relative lifnei iver, that you better to do the lesser, given the situation, better to do the lesser lifnei iver than the more severe lifnei iver. If I'm not mistaken, I didn't look it up, but if I'm not mistaken, Rav Vadi in the Tshuva says, yeah, but this isn't the same. Because over here, by you closing your restaurant, you're not causing them to go to the other restaurant. Right? By not giving them water, you're actually causing them to dislike you, because it's an obvious situation where you should be giving them water. But by closing your restaurant, you're not actually causing them to go to the other restaurant. So it could be that you would have to close the restaurant. Okay. The Tana aval ochel hu basar maliach v'shosi yayin migiso. And we learned that even though on Erev Tishba you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine, you can eat salted meat and drink wine that's not fermented. So basar maliach ad kama. So what does it mean, basar maliach? Amrav Chanin Brakana calls man shu kishlamim, that calls man that it's still like the carbon shlamim. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, shlo over lav zman achila shlamim shnei yamim v'layla echad, that the amount of time one has to eat a carbon shlamim is 2 days and one night. So adayin balach lechuso, so the meat is still balach lechuso hu, it's still moist, it's still delicious and fresh. V'lo ikri maliach, it's not yet called basar maliach, and therefore it's still good. Once it gets a little old, a beef jerky or something like that, that's basar maliach, right? You have to remember this is before modern refrigeration, right? So the meat after a couple of days gets no good, and that's called basar maliach. So the yayin migiso at kama, what is yayin migiso? Calls manchu toses. As long as it still has sharpness, it doesn't taste smooth and delicious like wine. So that's it's still turning, right? So that's going to be that's going to be yayin migiso. But tanya yayin toses ein bo mishum giloi the kama tisasa shloshi yamim. But we said that the sisa of the yayin is yayin toses ein bo mishum giloi. The yayin toses, there's no problem of giloi, meaning to leave it exposed in terms of worrying about snakes depositing venom in the drink or anything like that. The kamat sisa. So, and how long does it take for it to turn? Shloshi yamim. It takes 3 days. So hachamai. So that's all by Tisha B'Av. What's going to be the halacha ben Saramora? So hasa mishum simcha who calls man shu kishlamim nami yispe simcha hacha mishum mshuchi hu b'kol shu lo mimshich. Should we say that, look, when it's about simcha, it really needs to be as long as it's still within the couple of days of the meat being shechted, so it's still going to give simcha. But over here it's about developing habit, so maybe as soon as it's not perfect, it's not going to be habit forming. So maybe you don't have as much time till the meat is already too old to be considered habit forming. The yayin ad mem yom, and yayin you have until 40 days. Amar of Chanan Lo, once we're on the discussion of yayin, we're going to mention a number of hashkafic ideas about yayin. Amar of Chanan Lo, nivra yayin ba'olam el lenachem avelim l'shalim schar l'rashayim. Yayin was created in this world for the purposes of nichum avelim and to give schar for the rashayim down here in this world. Shenemar, tenu, and the way we're reading it is tenu schar, even though it says shechar, right? But it could be read schar, tenu schar la oved v'yayin l'mari nefesh. That the way to give schar to the oved is by giving giving him to drink, right? And the yayin, the oved is the rasha, and yayin l'mari nefesh, and you give yayin to the mari nefesh, to the people who are avelim. Amrav Yitzchak, ma'iduch siv al teri yayin ki yis adam, al teri yayin shemadim p'neim shol shom bal mazeh, umal bin p'neim lol. But the wine is something that's going to redden the faces of Rishon in this world, meaning it's going to make them healthy and whatever, and seem to give them pleasure and great schar in this world, but it's going to embarrass them in the world to come, because they will have received all of their schar while they were down here. Rav Amar al teri yayin kiyis adam, al teri yayin shachris adam. That yayin is something that will ultimately lead to blood. A person is going to end up getting killed with if they drink too much wine. Rav Kana Rami, Rav Kana asked the following stira. Ksiv, it says on the one hand, tirosh, v'karin, and tirosh. It says tirosh, but we read it tirosh, and it's a reference to wine. So zocha nasa rosh, and what that's a reference to is that if you're zocha, the wine can help you become a rosh, can help you in a position of leadership. It could be a good thing. Lo zocha nasa rosh. If you're not zocha, you become poor through it. Rava Rami. Rava asked the following, meaning it's a dangerous thing. It's a very volatile type of drink to be given. When you have wine, you can use it properly, and it could be a great tool for simcha and for the proper uses. And when used improperly, obviously, alcohol can be a very, very dangerous thing. Rava Rami, Ksiv Yismach v'Karina Yishmach. Well, Karina Yismach. It says Yishmach. It could be read with a shin. It could be read with a shin, and yet we read Yismach. Zacha mesamcha, lo zacha mishamemehu. So again, if you're zocha, it could be mesamehu. If a person's not zocha, it could destroy him. Ma'inu damarava, chamra v'rechani pikchin. That cham and rechani are made me a pikeach. They have the ability to make a person smarter. Amrav amreder of shum baraba, amrav chenina, maidich siv, lemi oi, lemi avoi, lemi medanim, lemi siach, lemi patsoim chinam, lemi chachlilus enayim, lemi achram aliyai, lebaim lach krumi mesach. What's the pasuk talk? Talking about Kias Rav Dimi Amar Amri B'Marava Haikram Mande Darish Le Mireisha Le Seifei Madrish Le Seifei Le Reisha Midrash. If you want, you could darsh in the pasuk forwards and backwards. Darish over Galila Yud Gimel Vavin. There are 13 Vavin Nemru B'Yayin that are said in regards to wine. And they are as follows, meaning when it says by Noach after the Mabul, so look at how many Vavin there are in the Parsha. But it says Vayachal Noach Ish Adama, Vayitakerem, Vayesht Minayain, Vayishkar, Vayitgal Betochalo, Vayarcham Avikanan Servas Aviv, Vayagid the Shneach Bachutz, Vayikach Shem Yavas Simla, Vayasim Al Shem Shneim, Vayelcha Choronis, Vayichasla Servas Aviam, Ufneim Choronis, Vervas Aviam Loro, Vayikats Noch Mieno, Vav, it just keeps going with Vavs all the time. Vayeda Sasharasala Banar Katan, it's all Vavs. So 13 Vavs that you find. Now, Rashi points out, what's the point of the 13 Vavs? Lashon Vai, Vayomer Ar Kanan Lo Chashiv. Now, the Vayomer Ar Kanan doesn't get counted. El Adi Yada Denigmar La'on Shoshal Yayin. But the point is that wine can cause so many woes. Rav Shmuel Chadam Rasirsa V'Chadam Rava'o. So what does it mean that Vayeda Es Asher Asalo B'no Katan? What exactly did he do? What did Chadam do to Noach? So Rav Shmuel one says that he was misaris him, that he castrated him, and one says that he was marvia him, that he sodomized him. So Mandiam Rasir, so the one that says that he castrated him, so mitok shekil kolobiravi, kil lobiravi. Basically, he ensured that Noach won't be able to have a fourth son. Right, so because he ensured that Noah wouldn't be able to have a fourth son, so he was cursed through his own fourth son, and his own fourth son was Canaan. Right, so he was cursed. So Fractosos, why wasn't he cursed himself? Why does he have to be cursed through his fourth son? Just why didn't God just curse Ham? So Tosfos points out, Mashlo Kilo Ham Atzmo Mishum Damer Bereish Shabri Vidomer Lufishkas VeYevarach Elukimis Noach VeEz Banav VeIm Klala BeMakom Bracha. Because after the Mabul, already Hakadosh Baruch Hu had blessed Noach and his sons, and you can't have Klala BeMakom Bracha. So it wasn't he himself who was cursed; it was his fourth son that was cursed. Umandi Amar Revao, the opinion that says that he sodomized him. Gamar VeYar VeYar Ksiv Hacha VeYar Ham Avikanan Eser VaSavu Ksiv Hasam Vayaro Sashchem Ben Chamar. So we connect the two, that it must be that it's a reference to a sexual relationship. So Bishlam Lamad Yamar Sir So Mishum Hachi Kilo Berevi. Now if he was Misaris him, I understand why he was cursed with his fourth son. El Lamad Yamar Ruvao, but if he sodomized him, Maishnor Revi Niltia Behedya. Why would it be the fourth son that he's cursed with? So Havahavai. So we say yeah, that both he was cursed directly and he was cursed with his fourth son. Vayachol Noach Ish Adama Vayita Kerem. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Ukva, Va'amri Lamar Ukva, Amar Rav Zakai, Amar Le Hakadosh Baruch Hu Noach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, Noach Lo Hayelachol Olamin Me'adam Rishon Shelo Garim Lo Eliyayin. Says Noach, how could you make this mistake? That the first thing you do is you go and you plant a vineyard, and you go and you plant something that you can make wine from. Shouldn't you have learned from Adam Rishon, where all of his sorrows, all of his problems started when he decided that he needed wine, that wine caused him all of his problems? This is assuming, of course, like the opinion that the tree from which Adam Rishon ate, the Eitz Hadas, was actually a gefen. It wasn't a tree at all. It was a grapevine. Titania, we have a price that tells us all the different opinions. Rameir Omer. This is Gemara and Brachas also. Rameyer Amar also Ilan Shalach Adam Rishon Menu Geffen Hayir. Rameyer says yes, the tree that Adam Rishon ate from was not a tree; it was a grapevine. Shein lecha davar shemevi yulala la Adam eleyayin, because wine is what brings sorrow to people. So the first sorrow that was brought, the first time that people ever struggled and caused them all sorts of sorrows, must have been through wine. Right? That's what Rashi says. Hilchach mistavra dal yado niknas amiso b'chiyel yalam. So it was probably through wine that crying and misa was brought down to this world, because wine is the thing that brings more sorrow than anything else. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chita haya. That when does a baby begin to be able to differentiate when it needs its mother and father as opposed to anybody else, and be able to understand, to have that basic level of being able to differentiate between its parents and other people, and to call out to its mother when it needs help, or its father when it needs help. So that's when the baby starts eating solid foods, when it's able to eat grains. Before the baby's able to eat grains, it doesn't really have any das. And what do we call the tree that Adam and Chava ate from? The eights hadas. So mistamet has to be something that's symbolic of achieving a level of das. So it's got to be a chita. So again, not really a tree at all. Chita is a stalk of wheat. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Te'ena Haya. He's the only one that says it's a tree. Rabbi Nechemia says it was a fig tree. Shebedavar Shekilkel Abod Nitkenu. Because the same thing that he was mekalkel with, that he ruined himself with, that Adam Rishon goes and he eats from the Eitz Hadas, that ruins him. That's the Avera. That's where he fixes. That's where he's able to fix himself with, from that same type of tree. Shneamar V'Yitfru Al Eteina. They used fig leaves to cover themselves up. So it must be that it's a fig tree. Notice the absence of the Shita that holds that it's an apple tree, right? That's not a shita in the Gemara. That it's these are the three options. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Asher Yisarto Imo. This is a reference. Who's Lemuel? So Rashi says Lemuel Melech Shlomo Hamelech. Lemuel Masa v'Chachmasa LaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Lamokel, that is his Maisim and his Chachma was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lemuel Shechina Hu, Kamo Yadi Samti Lemuel Pi, that it's a reference to the Shechina. So it's a reference to Shlomo Melech, whose Maisim were all directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says Yisarto Imo, his mother punished him. She was Miyaser him. She was a very tough mother, meaning he didn't become Shlomo Melech just by himself. Amar B'yochra Mishum Rav Shimon Yichai, Melamed Shekafaso Imo Ala Amud, when his mother saw that he was someone who was drawn to taivos, that he had a natural inclination to want to enjoy life a little bit, so she tied him up to a post. Va'amrlon, she said, Mabriu, this is a quote from the pasuk now, Mabri Mabar Bitniu Mabar Nidarai. So what does that mean? What are those three expressions? Mabri, what did she mean when she said Mabri? She meant as follows: Hakol Yodim Sha'avicha Yirei Shamayim Hava. Everyone knows that your father's Yirei Shamayim. No one has any doubts about that. Achshav Yomru Imo Garmalo. No one knows about women in general, because women are more tzanua, kol kvud the basmelech penima, even a basmelech, even a princess or a queen who you would assume would have a more public stature. Still, no, it's kol kvud the basmelech penima. They're always more tzanua, more inside. No one really knows about them. So what are people naturally going to assume? They'll see the father's a tzaddik, the kid's low life. They're going to assume that it's obviously the mother's influence. Right? That's why in the Ksav Sofer, in the Hakdamat Ksav Sofer, he has a kunshas, I think, called Ohelaya, I think it's called, which is a kunshas dedicated to the wife of the Ksav Sofer. It was written by the son of the Ksav Sofer, and he says that Kamu v'nevei Yashruha ba'ala v'yhalula. That when it comes to, what does Kamu v'nevei Yashruha ba'ala v'yhalula means? That it means that when it comes to a man, so if he accomplishes in life, people will judge him for who he is. They'll look at him and they'll see what he's accomplished and they'll say, fine, okay, they'll judge him based on who he is. When it comes to a woman, though, she's kol kvud bas melech penima, she's so tzanua, no one knows anything about her. So kamuvaneha vayashruha ba'ala vayahalila. It's based on the performance of her children and her husband that are going to determine her own reputation. Her own reputation is going to be determined based on how her husband and her children relate to other people. So that's the same thing that Shlomo Melech's mother is saying. It's terrible for me. Everyone's going to say that it's me. You're giving me a bad name. Uma bar bitni, kala nashim shal beis avicha, Kivan Shemis Abros Shovein Ros Pnei Melech. All the other wives of your father, once they became pregnant, that's it. They didn't sleep with the king anymore. They wouldn't see the king anymore until they had the baby. Vani dachakti v'nechnasti kidei she'eli ben mezuruz u'meluban. Right, the Gemara Maseches Nida says that it's very healthy for a baby if while the woman is pregnant, the woman has with the father tashmish amita, right? That they have tashmish amita during the pregnancy. That it causes the child to be mezuruz u'meluban, more vigorous and more healthy. So that's considered to be a very healthy thing according to Chazal. So she says, I was so makbid that I wanted you to be so strong and so healthy that all the other women, once they became pregnant, they stayed away from the king. But I pushed my way in and I made sure that we continued to have a physical relationship while I was pregnant with you. So that I put a lot into you. I put a lot of effort into you. Uma bar nidri. Every other woman, what do people pray for when their wives are pregnant? What do women pray for when they're pregnant? What do they want from their kid? They say, I want my kid to be Hagel the Malchus. Right? Everyone else, they want their kid to be the Melech. They have such aspirations. They should achieve political fame and accomplishment or whatever. Vanina Darti Vamarti, you know what my nether was? Yeheli ben Zarazim Mumula Betorah, the Hagel the Nevius. I wanted you to take after your father, but not because of the political aspirations. I wanted you to take after the Torah and the Nevi'os. That's what I was really interested in. So my prayers were all in the right places as well. Elam Malachim Lemuel, Elam Malachim Shasu Yain, the pasuk continues. Elam Malachim Amrlo, Malacha Etzel Malachim Shashosin Yain Mishtakrim Varmim Lamalanu Kel. What are you going to do? Why should you have any business together with other kings who drink wine all day and reject the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, what do we need God for? Olerozni Mishachar Misha Kol Razi Olam Gluyim Lo Yishte Yain Vishtaker. The guy who all the secrets of the world are revealed to, meaning Shlomo Melech, is someone who grew up to even understand the sichos of animals, to understand the way animals communicated with each other. He understood the chirping of the birds. All the secrets of the universe were revealed to this man. So it's appropriate someone like that is going to drink wine and start to become loose-tongued when they drink wine. These are secrets of the universe. They're supposed to remain nichnas yayin yatzasod. So it's not appropriate he should be drinking wine. Ikeda amri misha kol rozneil the meshkim in lepischo. No, it's a reference to the fact that everyone would come to him for advice and to see his wisdom. So yishti yayin vishtakir. So such a person should look like he's out of control. That's a terrible thing. Amrav Yisrael minayin shechazer Shlomo v'hodol li'imo. How do we know that Shlomo Melech ended up admitting that his mother was correct and that she was fair in the criticism? Tichsiv ki bara nochi me'ish v'lo binas adam li. What does that mean? Ki bara nochi me'ish mi Noach. He means he's comparing himself to Noach. Tichsiv v'yachol noch ish adama v'lo binas adam li za adam rishon. So what he wanted to say is, Noach didn't learn the lesson of Adam. I'm going to have to learn the lesson of Adam and Noach, that where the Gethen leads you, the road that drinking too much wine leads you down, that it's not the proper road. So the Mishnah said that if the Ben Sora Mara eats the meat and drinks the wine in a Chaburus Mitzvah, so he doesn't become a Ben Sora Mara. Amar Bivo, Einu Chayvat Sheyochel B'Chabura Shekula Srikin. He has to be in a Chabura of a bunch of lowlifes. It can't be anyone that's of any value that participates in the meal, then he wouldn't be a Ben Sora Mara. Why? What's the Pshat? Pshat is that if you have people who are good people, eventually it's not going to be habit forming because they're going to stop you when you get too out of control. Or they're not going to join you. And if you like to eat with a group, they're not going to want to join such a group on a consistent basis. But doesn't the Mishnah imply that as long as it's not a Suda's mitzvah, you could be a Ben Sora Mara? It doesn't have to be that everybody participating in the Suda is a low life. As long as it's not a Suda's mitzvah, you're eligible for Ben Sora Mara. How come Ashmalan says, no, the Afagav the Kulasrikin, Kivin the mitzvah ka'asik lo mimshech. No, the Chiddush of Suda's mitzvah is, even if everybody is a low life, but if it's Suda's mitzvah, still we're not worried that it's going to be habit forming. Achal bi'ibur ha'chodesh, l'meimer de'basar v'yayin masko, do we think that they actually brought basar and yayin to the su'uda of ibur ha'chodesh? V'atanya einolun la'ele b'pas dagen v'kitnes b'vad. They would only bring bread made out of grain and some beans to the meal, to this meal of ibur ha'chodesh. They wouldn't bring anything too fancy to the su'uda of ibur ha'chodesh. Ha'kabashmela, no, this is the chiddush. Afagav de'einolun la'ele b'pas v'kitnes, even though they would only bring bread and beans, v'yu asik basar v'yayin, and this guy decided to bring along to the meal meat and wine, va'achal, and he ate it at that meal, given the mitzvah kasik lo memshach. Still, since the meal in general is a mitzvah meal, we're not worried that it's going to be habit forming. You don't bring any less than 10 people to this meal of Yibra Chodesh, and you're supposed to bring bread made out of grain and kitnis. You only go on the night of that extra day that's being added to the month, and you only go up there during the nighttime. We have another brayse that says that they all go up to celebrate this meal during the daytime, not the nighttime. So he says no, that they would go up right at the end of the day when it was still light, so people could see that they're going up to celebrate the meal, and that way we'll publicize the fact that there's Nibur Chodesh. And then they would come down very, very early in the morning, so that people will say, what are they coming down so early in the morning? They must have been up there all night. And that again will serve to publicize, as opposed to if they came down later in the morning, then it won't be publicized at all, because people will just assume they just went up that morning. Since it's a normal thing to eat, so that's not something, it's derech mitzvasa, that he's doing exactly what you're supposed to do, eating ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, so that's not going to be habit forming.
If you eat basar of, you don't become ben sar mara. Chicken doesn't make you ben sar mara.
But we just learned only if you eat non-kosher things, you don't become ben sar mara. Sounds like any kosher food, and you will become ben, any kosher meat, even basar of, you will become ben sar mara. So kitana nami masnisin lahashtim.
So when the Mishnah says that you don't become mensorimor with those things, it means even if you ate a tartimar basar, and in addition to the tartimar basar, you ate the non-kosher foods, that's when you won't become mensorimor. But what about the tartimar basar itself? So the tartimar basar itself has to be meat, can't even be kosher chicken, it can't even be kosher birds, that's the tartimar basar itself. Achol davashu mitzvah dvar avera, dvar mitzvah tanchumei avelim, dvar mitzvah means a meal for nichum avelim, dvar avera tainas tzibur, dvar avera is a meal on a day that's supposed to be Tainus Tzibur. The time of Mai, why is it that you don't become Mensor Mara by these things?
It says that the parents say he didn't listen to our voice.
It's that his sin is in not listening to our voice, not in not listening to the voice of the Ribbono Shalom. So that's why if it's a Navera anyway, he's not going to become Mensor Mara. Okay.